every school in this particular case is different, is unlike any other situation where generally the school district is making a decision about all schools.
Sam Radford leads the District Parent Coordinating Council. He says each of the schools under receivership will have their own improvement plans, allowing the schools to customize to fit the needs of their students and teachers.
How are you going to manage, you know, all these schools having different plans? Is there some things that are going to be consistent all across the board? So, for example, one of the powers that the receiver has is a longer school day or longer school year. Is there going to be a consistent intervention that we're looking for all schools to have a longer school day or longer school year?
And I think people want to know if they can truly bypass some of the union rules on that.
Right. And clearly it states in the contract that you can make changes to the collective bargaining agreement. You can recommend changes to the collective bargaining agreement. If the union doesn't agree, you can appeal it to the, they have 30 days to appeal to the commissioner, and the commissioner can make a decision.
The biggest thing is developing with each school, developing these community engagement teams that get a real perspective about what those schools want, particularly what parents in those schools want.
Jason Zerwara is executive director of Buffalo Reform Ed. He says now they need to make sure parents understand that they will be heard in helping to make an impact on school change.
It's something that can't be done by one person in the district. It can't be done centrally. It has to be really engaging, you know, people on the ground, teachers, the principal, and particularly the parents in the schools.
The Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization also welcomes the opportunity to support developing improvement plans. The organization issued a resolution to the school district. The BPTO says it wants the district to strongly consider community schools for those in receivership. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.